Brilliance Audio.
Something Fabulous by Alexis Hall. Performed by Nicholas Bolton. The person, be it gentleman or lady, who has not pleasure in a good novel must be intolerably stupid. Jane Austen, Northanger Abbey. Prologue. One had to own he was handsome. That was what they said about His Grace Valentinian Gervais Lorimer Leighton, Duke of Malvern, Marquess of Ashbrook, Viscount Somersby, Viscount Cheverel. But Miss Arabella Tarleton most certainly would not own it. Of course, he possessed the requisite number of eyes, two, sultry green in colour and rather heavy-lidded. Noses, just the one, straight and long, as if optimally designed for looking down. Mouths, again in the singular, wide, sensual, and framed by two brackets, as if always on the verge of a deep and wicked smile, and limbs, four, each blessed by a certain strength and grace. But he could have possessed six noses, no limbs whatsoever, and a full 23 eyes, and Arabella Tarleton could have found him no more repulsive. At this precise moment in time, he had arranged himself elegantly upon one knee before her and taken hold of one of her hands. His eyes gleamed at her through an unnecessarily lavish fringe of gold-tipped lashes. She turned her head, entirely unconscious of the advantage such a severe angle was likely to bestow upon a neck that had, at least once in her presence, been described as swan-like, and allowed the shudder in her heart to manifest in her cruelly captive body. It travelled all the way through her, stirring the artful little curls that clustered at her brow in what surely could not fail to be a piteously becoming fashion. "Miss Tarleton," murmured the Duke, "are you quite well? The quail was rather rich at dinner." She trained her eyes, these she had long hoped were luminous, upon the portrait that hung in pride of place above the fire, for she considered it a far superior sight to her suitor's disagreeable visage. It depicted Boudicca, her uncle's prize hog. "Miss Tarleton?" His lack of sensitivity did not surprise her. What could one expect of a man so advanced in age as to be approaching his 30th year, who broke his promises as carelessly as snail shells, who had even used the death of his own father as an excuse to cast off the friends of his childhood? She pressed her free hand to her brow, in the hope this might stir the ashes of his withered and most likely dissolute heart. "It is not the quail, Your Grace. The quail does not rend my soul to tatters and cast it upon the monstrous pyre of land investiture." "Well, that is fortunate," offered the Duke after a moment's thought. He coughed slightly. "Miss Tarleton, Arabella, if I may—" "Indeed you may not. Forgive me, Miss Tarleton. I am sure you cannot be ignorant of—" He sighed. Arabella's neck was beginning to ache, but at that she twisted herself into a pose of even greater severity. What right had he to sigh? "Well," his voice deepened, honeyed with a touch of mirth, "one would think my current position would speak for me. But in any case, my dear Miss Tarleton, you know this would sound considerably better if you would permit me the use of your given name. My dear Miss Tarleton, I am come here tonight, with the blessing of both our families, to humbly ask for your hand in marriage." She sniffed. "I'm sorry, did you say something?" She would have sniffed again, but then she recalled he had no delicacy of mind, and sniffing was somewhat unladylike besides.
"I suppose you rehearsed that?"
"I certainly thought about it. I would not say rehearsed."
"Well, it is very shoddy."
She tossed her head, slightly awkward given the angle, but she was not ready to abandon her attitude of wounded womanhood beset by misfortune, which, unlike the Duke himself, had benefited from considerable practice before the mirror.
"Especially since it is nothing more than a wretched charade in any case, and you might just as well throw me across your shoulders and carry me off like one of those poor Sabine ladies."
The Duke seemed rather startled, which allowed her to liberate her hand and nurse it protectively against her breast, lest he—
Sample complete. Ready to continue?